Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. The sitting room's flooded and sharks circle as the Simpsons water ski over a ramp, then land on the sofa in their swimming costumes. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, and Sam Simon.
Before we begin, children, may I remind you the school computers are not to be used to access principalskinnerstinks.com, skinnersucks.org, or shavedskinner.edu.
He didn't say anything about skinnerinashredder.com.
Let's make this the best year ever. Now today we have a special guest, a documentary filmmaker whose works include Lost Luggage, Shattered Lives, and Upskirt Dreams. Please welcome Declan Desmond.
Thank you. Now, when you think of documentaries, you probably think of the Maisels brothers and Barbara Kopple. Well, they're not good enough to wipe my lens. Here's a look at my work, a film I made about Krusty Burger. Do you want lies with that? Does it bother you that Krusty uses mad cow beef to save money?
No, because they pass the savings on to me, the consumer.
Aren't you ashamed to lend your likeness to substandard food?
Look, I give people a meat-like burger and some kind of cola, and they still get change back from their 50.
Well, your customers may be shocked by my footage of you stapling together abandoned, half-eaten burgers.
Good as new.
Powerful work. And now he's going to make a documentary about Springfield Elementary, which I assume will be glowing and positive, unlike all of his other work.
Right. Now, everyone, while I'm filming, please be yourselves. I want to see troubled children brooding, bullies doling out what for.
What about us cool kids? Should we just chill out?
You're doing great. Stay with a dink. America is supposed to be a democracy, but in the schoolyard, cool rules. And Springfield's Machiavelli of the monkey bars is one Bartholomew Simpson. On today's royal agenda, digging up dirt clods to throw at his school chums.
I chuck them at nerds, girls I like, whatever. Ow!
Munch mud, Simpson!
I'm telling. Oh, man.
And in a flash, Bart's glory has gone the way of England's masculinity.
It's a dangerous life being a hall monitor. When you leave home in the morning, you may be kissing your dolls goodbye for the last time.
My sash says Ultraman.
I think we've seen enough. You should realize that our school is not all nitwits and Nelsons. Why don't I open a door at random?
Lisa's reading in a chair by a fire.
Why, look! It's typical student Lisa Simpson.
Oh, hello. I've just been listening to Bach while reading at a sixth grade level.
Indeed.
Hitting it off already. I haven't seen such a natural pair since half sandwich and soup of the day. I'll just leave you two alone.
Remember, as far as he knows, we still teach math.
Lisa, I can't help but wonder if this is a bit of a put-on.
Why, whatever do you mean?
The fake walls roll up.
What? Go, Aberdeen!
Hey, you can't blame Principal Skinner for wanting to feature his best student.
And that's you.
Well, I am young, gifted, and yellow. My interests include music, science, justice, animals, shapes, feelings.
So you see yourself more as a buffet-style intellectual, picking and nibbling until one day you're 38 and managing a Barnes & Noble.
Hey, that's not gonna happen.
Lisa, I'm afraid you're a dilettante. Pick a path and follow it, or you'll just grow up, slog your way through Mount Holyoke, and squeeze out babies.
Stop it!
He blows on his finger.
Since Nelson nailed you with that dirt, no one thinks you're cool anymore. Even that kid that wears diapers is more popular. And he ain't popular.
So, I'll bounce back. I always bounce back. Like after the time I accidentally called the teacher Mom.
Even I beat you up that day. After you passed out.
What's that hood ornament doing around your neck?
I snapped it off some jerk's car. I could go to prison for life, but whatever.
The only way to be cooler than him is to do exactly what he does. I've got to steal me a hood ornament. But how?
That evening.
Was something wrong, kids? You haven't touched your dinner bowls.
Nelson steals a hood ornament, and now he's king of the school. All that's left for me is to become the biggest drunk this town's ever seen.
Talking won't get you there. Lisa, what's bumming you out? To cancel a test or something?
Dad, my life lacks direction.
It's a concern, a serious concern.
Hey, I never chose a path. And because I kept my options open, I can finally do what I want.
And what's that?
I'm gonna die alone.
Gotta make a career. Gotta pick a career. I can find a good career at this museum. Or at least see if they fix that mislabeled raccoon I complained about. Maybe I could be an expert on dinosaurs.
Don't do it, little girl. I spent 30 years brushing the teeth of dead monsters.
She walks through to a different area.
Maybe geology. Formed by unimaginable heat and pressure deep inside the earth, minerals explode in a vast panoply of... Ugh.
In the planetarium.
Since the dawn of time, travelers looking for guidance have turned to the heavens. Polaris, the star of the north. Mighty Orion's belt. The majestic Milky Way. Home of a familiar blue planet we call Rigel 7. Not too far from Earth. We have only scratched the surface of the universe. Who will discover the wonders that lie beyond our galaxy? Will it be you? Or you? Or you?
That's it! Lisa Simpson, astronomer.
Now, who will press my reset button? Would it be you? Or you? Or you?
A telescope in a hobby shop.
Oh, Dad, look at this one.
Sweetie, Daddy doesn't have enough money for that. Unless they take a check.
We certainly do.
Homer writes it.
Boing.
Why did you say that? Is your check gonna bounce?
No, of course not. Duh!
Why did you say that? Are you implying that I'm dumb?
I have to go.
Oh my God! Space monsters are invading us!
Dad, that's a moth.
Oh. Well, where do I twist this thing to make funny patterns?
Dad, that's a kaleidoscope.
You may be a smart kid, Lisa, but you don't know much about not hurting people's feelings.
Okay, at 6:22 p.m., Venus will be visible at 27 degrees. Hi, all!
Lisa finds it with the telescope.
Oh, it's beautiful. What happened? Thanks a lot, surviving Beach Boys. Okay, Jupiter should be somewhere around here. Hey!
Motel lights obscure it. Lisa watches the mayor come out of a room with Miss Springfield, each wearing the other's sash.
For 3 seconds there, you were legally the mayor.
Yeah, and you was a girl, Joe!
On the hill.
It should be dark enough to see the stars up here. You stole my star, Springfield! No one ever wrote a poem about sickly orange barf glow.
I know exactly how you feel, young lady. What you are seeing is light pollution. Light pollution. For astronomers like me, Ivan, this is a bigger problem even than, oh, I don't know, say, getting a date, which is difficult for the geeky people.
We've got to do something. I know. Maybe we can get people to sign a petition.
Well, I'd like to help, I would. But if I leave this observatory, another astronomer will move right in. They're like hermit crabs. They really are crabs. Oh, there's one now. I see you!
You said he was out of microscopes!
At school.
Hey, check out this hood ornament I stole.
With this glinting gewgaw, the beta male attempts to reclaim leadership of his herd. Oh, that's good narration.
That's not a hood ornament. It's a pacifier you spray painted silver.
Maggie snatches it back.
Wait, that's not right.
Oh, look, it's Jill of all trades. So, what's the ambition du jour?
I'm collecting signatures to bring back the night sky.
Wow, the night sky. How'd you come up with that? Tilt your head up.
Does it make you feel superior to tear down people's dreams?
Yes. Does it make you feel smart to question people's motives?
Yes.
Well, all right then.
Hi, I'm trying to reduce light pollution.
Jar, I'd be happy to scrimshaw your petition.
He draws a whale.
People of Springfield, I've heard your pleas. Whether you're an idealistic stargazer like Lisa, or a faded Southern belle who needs the forgiving cloak of night to seduce naive young delivery boys with more pizza than common sense, I say Springfield will be the dimmest city in America.
The mayor turns a dial, then the lights go off and the stars come out.
Look up at the stars, Springfield. For eons, people have gazed at the skies and seen into their souls.
Mr. Burns sees a dollar sign, Cletus a cent sign, and Ned, the Star of David. He rubs his eyes and it transforms into a cross. Lenny sees Carl, Carl sees Carl, and Lisa sees the message, "Thank you, Lisa."
Oh, stop.
Look out, Matthew Modine and Charlene Tilden. There are new stars in town. Sky stars, now visible thanks to Springfield's latest cave-in to the astronomer lobby.
The best part is, next week we'll get to see the deadly meteor shower.
Deadly meteor shower?
Named after its discoverer, Professor Artemis Dedley, who was, ironically, killed in the shower of 1853.
The last time those meteors came, we thought the sky was on fire. Naturally, we blamed it on the Irish. We hanged more than a few.
Uh-oh. Sounds like some bad eggs are cooking up trouble.
Bad eggs.
Car ornaments are being stolen.
Now check it out!
This is great! It's darker than a French chick's armpit!
Bart's carrying pliers.
Oh, every car's been harvested.
An expensive classic car drives past him, with a golden ornament of a winged lady holding up a sphere.
I've got to get that hood ornament, no matter who owns it.
A bird lands on top of it.
That boy touched my car. You know what to do.
You're gonna be drinking worms through a straw.
Springfield's pro-darkness policy has resulted in a spree of vandalism unmatched since the Detroit Tigers last made the playoffs over two centuries ago. The government has issued an orange alert, which, once again, means nothing.
Time to get that hood's ornament.
Bart and Milhouse put on fake moustaches.
Buona sera, Fat Tony. I buckle your car, the way Mama used to do.
Why, thank you. And may I say, your moustache looks thick and hearty. Fully Italian.
Try the cheese of pizza. It's greasy like a you.
You're gonna depreciate a Mafia Don's car?
Hey, we're all gonna be murdered someday.
2, 4, 6, 8, it's time to re-illuminate!
Mr. Mayor, you can't flip-flop on this. We'll miss the meteor shower.
I don't know how you keep getting past security.
Luigi, I appreciate your courtesy valet service. I made a note on your card in my Rolodex. Don't whack.
Thank you, Fat Tony, thank you. But at the risk of enraging you by making you look stupid, we have no valet parking.
You mean that 10-year-old with a mustache was a phony?
You know, Bart, I really like spending time with you. Just hold the light.
I can't see nothing.
Let's fire blindly into the dark.
No, you might hit a made man.
They want light. By God, they'll get light.
The mayor turns the dial to perma noon, lighting up Springfield and exposing Bart and Milhouse on Fat Tony's car. They jump onto a passing tram, which then stops.
End of the line.
Hey, you're not John Ritter. And you ain't that gorilla from the zoo. Okay, you filthy booze bags, it's 2 a.m. So, who's the designated driver?
It was Andy.
He's being wheeled out to an ambulance.
No one's ever won Moe's Drink a Gallon of Gin Challenge, and no one ever will. Ah, life is good.
Hey, what happened? It's bright in the middle of the night.
You know what this reminds me of? My Icelandic boyhood.
It's this new anti-crime dealie. The mayor turned the streetlights way up. My daughter Lisa feels really strongly about it.
Pro or con?
I don't know. What am I, super dad?
Boy, this light has really screwed up the animals.
A bird flies down to the ground, then starts tunneling.
I'll bet somewhere there's a horse drinking coffee.
1 week later...
I haven't slept in 7 days, and I've gotten so much ironing done. Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Dad, this lack of sleep is making Mom and Maggie crazy.
Don't you think you're overreacting, talking gumball machine?
Or an assemblyman on the take.
Forget it, Bard. It's so bright out, you can't see anything in the sky except the Fox satellite.
No, Lise. I got my eyes on the prize. The hood ornament I desperately want for reasons I can no longer remember. The only thing stopping me is those lights.
Bard, I just realized we both want the same thing. Darkness. And we can get it if we work together. With my brain and your assistance.
You can say it. I add nothing.
You can't have lights without power, and all the power comes from here.
How'd you get Dad to go along with this?
In his sleep-deprived state, he's very suggestible. Okay, Dad, you are now playing patty cake with Maggie.
Palm recognized. Access granted.
Oh, my baby's first words.
They go to the main control room.
Now we merely push this switch to overload. Yet once we do, we'll be breaking the law. Can good truly come from civil disobedience? Gandhi thought so, but
Gandhi also said, less talk, more rock.
Bart pushes the lever, machines whir into action, then electricity flows into Springfield, blowing out all the lights.
Uh-oh, all the lights are out. We better get the entire force working on this.
But Chief, we are the entire force.
Okay, we gotta start recruiting, though.
Floodlights explode around groundskeeper Willie.
Oh, look at all those shards of glass! I'll catch them on my tongue for luck!
It worked! I got my sky back! Dad, look!
Night! Glorious night!
All the animals fall asleep. Homer crawls around in circles, then also falls asleep.
Uh-oh.
I can't read porno by candlelight! Who am I, Abe Lincoln?
I say, tear them limb from limb!
Look!
Everyone looks up at the meteorite shower.
I'm not angry anymore.
I don't need drugs to enjoy this. Just to enhance it.
Starry, starry night.
White trails of light shoot across the sky. Ned watches with Rod and Todd. Mr. Burns and Smithers watch together. And as Fat Tony's crew watch by their car, Bart sneaks up and steals the ornament.
I wish Jimmy the Snitch could see this.
We're just open a truck.
And I thought this was going to be a bad night.
A meteor lands.
Oh, great. Glavin in a glad bag. That meteor contains carbon-based molecules. I may be able to prove the existence of life in outer space.
Shut up.
This is even better than our screensaver. And I love our screensaver. Nicely done, Lisa.
Thanks, Mom.
I wish God were alive to see this.
They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
American Boneheads, a day in the life of Springfield Elementary. Where do you think you will be in 7 years?
I'm gonna live with Underground Grandma.
I'm gonna go to a 2-year technical school, then work in a garage.
Sell out!
Yuppie!
Soccer mom!
I'll be batting 352 in the majors!
Milhouse misses every pitched ball, knocks out the catcher, then manages to hit a ball balancing on a post, only to trip over the post.
Yes!
Did you get that, Simon? Brilliant! Right, let's go to Moe's.